April 28, 2023. It's the Watch for Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. You can tell I'm not man alone. His brother Chris just couldn't hold off for the intro. But we did start off with Cannonball Adderley with John Coltrane doing the sleeper. And then the Bodegas from their new album. The track is Placebo. And like I said, you can tell I ain't man alone. You can hear him pouring some shit. I guess they're going to drive to a gig. Brother Chris, yeah, welcome aboard.
Welcome. How's it going, Mike? Well, we're headed to Santa Cruz tonight.
Cruz. Way up California 17. Which way? US 101 or I-5?
I think we're doing the 5 this round.
So you'll have to make the big cut across. US 152 through Gilroy and all that. Be careful, because, you know, there's a lot of snow melt. I know bad there, but I know Sierra's, maybe even Sacktown. Look, tell me about this new fucking record from Bodegas.
Yeah, it took us a while to do it, because we cut it ourselves. We recorded ourselves at home for the first time, so that's a new...
We're talking Covina.
What'd you say?
We're talking Covina.
Well, now we're around there. We're about 3 towns over, kind of by Pomona.
Pomona. But close. Yeah, Inland Empire.
Yeah, we got a bigger property out here to where the neighbors don't care, because it's so much land that we can be loud until 2 a.m. So
that's good.
we stopped pissing off the neighbors for once in our life.
So you got a studio in your new pad.
Yeah, we built one. Well, we bought all the stuff for it, and we figured out how to use it all.
That's great, man. I love the idea of musicians recording themselves.
Yeah, it was a good time. We had a lot of learning experiences, but it ended up coming out good. We were proud of it.
Okay, and you're 4-piece now.
Yeah. Actually, sometimes 5 too.
Okay, this is news to Watt, because I knew you as a power trio.
Yeah, we were for years and years, and still every now and then we will do the power trio. Like, we're going to probably do a tour in August and we'll be a power trio, but it just depends on the availability. We got 2 guys that are kind of in and out when they can, kind of guys, so it's been nice, because when the band's full, we have percussion, samples, and we have a second guitar player, and it feels good, you know?
Okay. But you got your core, which is kind of the original band, right?
Yeah. We've got bass, then George still on drums, and then me.
Right. You did change bass players.
Yeah, we changed bass players a few years back. We've been with a guy named Will. We call him the World Series.
Both cats. I dig both your bass players. Speaking as a bass player.
Yeah, the bass is super important in our band. Like, it's always been really important. So we need guys that can rip. And
Like Eric, yeah. Right?
Yeah,
and that's, you know,
sure.
Right, Eric, big man, big brother on the bass, man.
Yeah, man, we need a solid foundation on that. So
yeah, so tell me about the tunes.
The tunes, Say Less. So it's just there. I had a kind of a crazy relationship a couple years ago, and it was pretty toxic. And a lot of those songs just came out of that scenario and that situation.
Brother Chris, let me ask you this. Are you the kind of guy who likes to talk about his songs, or it's like, hey, why'd I fucking record it? Why don't you just listen?
No, I'll talk about it.
Okay,
them.
For example, Placebo.
That song's about not having health insurance.
Oh, that's kind of a relationship. Or lack of one.
Yeah, it's a weird one. That one was, I worked for this job for like 11 years and they didn't give me health insurance. And
yeah, thank you. Fuck you very much.
Yeah, luckily I moved on to a different job, so I'm doing better now. But yeah, okay. blue collar, no insurance, working 55 hours a week, and it was rough.
That's what D-Boone, you know, this ain't no picnic. There's a lot of that feeling in that tune. Look, I want to play Fallen in Mud.
Thank you. Atención, Bolivia. Tres, dos, uno. Ilusión.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Bodegas from their new album, and that was Fallen in Mud. Then we had brand new from Milano, Italy, Arabia Saudita with Bolivia. All the titles of the songs on their new album are named after South American countries. America served. Then we had a Bulk with Fourth and Long. Bogdan Rosinski with Spring. Spring's here, people. So watch out for that flood. Yeah. From Poland, Artikuli Rolna, one half. Bondo with New Brain. Above the Tree featuring Francesca Amati. Windows Soul. Yeah. Queen Elizabeth, right? The first one. I'm all Windows of the Soul of the Eyes or some shit. Bombas Prended with Crow's Eye. It's probably the longest Bombas Prended song I've ever played. Colin Dyer, brand new. 01 from A to B. And finally, Money. Bodegas. Okay, Brother Chris. Enlighten us to what's behind Fallen Mud. A relationship with the relationship with the earth.
Well, no, I'm just making the comparison to the process of falling in love is kind of you start to get yourself into a sticky situation.
Quickly,
it's almost like sinking sand, you know, and then you get absorbed by it.
Metaphor, that's what it's for.
Yeah, okay. It's a good. That's how it felt. I don't know. That one came out of a.
You know the trippy thing about that. Like quick mud or quicksand. I remember in Virginia, I fell in quick mud as a boy and almost drowned. But the technique to survive, you relax.
Yeah.
Right? Because the more you struggle, the more you strangle.
I like that. Is that the same thing in mud? I mean, in love.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't that a trip?
You got to relax. Yeah.
You got to relax. Because, right, you're getting caught up a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings, and maybe... Yeah, your judgment a little bit impaired. A little bit. And money.
That song, My Money, is about a guy with a gambling addiction.
I had a drummer man like that. No, get this. We're on tour. You know the Moronga, hotel out there in Indio Valley. And I pull over to get gas. You know, he's got to run over there. I get done with the gas. He runs back. I'm 200 light.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. Overeating, you know, drogas. Why not gamble? All the stuff, the temptation, right?
Yeah, it's definitely easy to get addicted.
And it's a spectrum thing. It ain't black and white usually, you know. And in slow slide and... Start off with nickels in the butter bowl, right? And then, maybe needs a new pair of shoes. You know, when I hear that, it's like, sure, if you're going to win, you're going to go buy your baby a pair of new shoes. Bullshit. You're going to end up gambling it back, right?
Yeah, you got to, some people borrow from Peter to pay Mary.
Yeah, or Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so in a lot of ways, when you're writing songs, they're kind of diary entries.
Certain, yeah. They're definitely experience-based. A lot of it is just me and George, who's the drummer. We've known each other since we were, like, 11. We've been jamming since that age. So what we'd get in a room and just – we were really vulnerable with each other, and we could just jam out. And then once some kind of idea comes, then we just kind of – it formulates into kind of what's going on. Eventually writes into something that we've either been experienced or seen or something like that. That's kind of how it comes about.
And does the music inform the words?
The music comes before the words sometimes. Sometimes, like, there's a song on the record called Talking to Strangers, and it's about a book I read by Malcolm Gladwell called Talking with Strangers, and it's basically about, like, all the world's problems are mostly come down to communication breakdowns. So, you know, people just don't understand each other kind of a thing. So that kind of idea came, and then I wrote this. We wrote this
right.
song.
Right, so it gives you the focus. It gives you the focus. Look, we're going to have to continue because we're at the end of the first hour, April 28, 2023 edition. What Pedro's a special guest, Chris from Bodegas. Hold tight for hour two. April 28, 2023. It's the second hour of What for Pedro Show.
You got a sickness about you. Thank you. Thank you. is hungry. Very hungry. Doesn't matter anyway, because I don't want to hear anymore about it. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. Yeah, big shot. I heard you're on riot control. And I heard we are on riot control. That kind of stimulant. I'm in control, they said. I think it is kind of really harmful control. I think we are on the wrong kind of sedative. Yeah, give it just a moment. Yeah, big shot, they said. I feel hungry, and you feel hungry. I heard you on riot control. And it doesn't matter anyway. Because I don't want to hear it anymore. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. I heard you on riot control. What kind of stimulant? Armless control? I think it is the wrong kind of sedative. I wish they would give me the right kind of sedative. Because I don't want to hear it anymore. I just want the big shots. Armless control, they said. But I think it is kind of really harmful control. I think we are on the wrong kind of sedative. I heard you are on right control. It doesn't matter anymore. Because I don't want to hear it anymore. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. Big shot. I heard you on riot control. What kind of stimulant? Armless control? I think it is the wrong kind of sedative. I wish they would give me the right kind of sedative. Because I don't want to hear it anymore. I just want the big shots. We'll be right back.
Watch for Pedro show. Start off the second hour, Bodegas. And this is featuring Jackie Mendez, Black Magic, K people, real kind. Bajan Boy after that with Raga Shanti, Brother AJ in the Netherlands. Dark Pound with Think About It. The Drift Institute with Big Shots. Finally, Bodegas. And the tune Brother Chris was just referring to, Talking with Strangers. So what he's kind of suggesting is we could solve some problems or at least work towards getting them better if we started talking with people we don't even know.
Yeah, yeah, like it's weird. You go out, and I work in construction, you know, my day job, and I'm in the construction industry, and I work with so many different types of people. And I think once you go out into the world, you meet people that aren't your walk of life or aren't your type of person. And talk to people that have different ideas, and you kind of understand that humanity is pretty cool. So that's kind of what I was trying to say in that song, you know. And then obviously people that don't understand each other typically don't. That's why we have a lot of problems in the world.
Yeah, because they can be fighting over shit they actually might not be disagreeing about, but they just don't fucking know how to spiel with each other. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. It's a rough world, man.
And tell me about Jackie. Who's the special guest here, Jackie Mendez?
Jackie Mendez is she's a vocalist. She's a great vocalist from the San Gabriel Valley, and she was in a band called the Boss Beats when we were younger. We were like 18.
Ska band, right?
We played a lot of backyard shows and a lot throughout the entire SGV. There was a place called La Puente.
Yeah.
That we used to play every weekend almost with them, and it would be us and them a lot. And she's just really, really good songwriter and singer and vocalist. And we've always had a dream of working with her, and it just worked out this time. We had this song that was about a girl getting a curse, a girl putting a curse on me after the breakup, or, you know, after the falling out. I had an idea about someone putting a curse on somebody. And then I thought of it in a different way of, like, you know, having a girl sing it, you know, bringing Jackie in to have kind of a female perspective on it. So I brought Jackie in, and, she kills it. She's great. She's a really good singer. In the studio, it was kind of like, it was intimidating a little bit because she's so good at, like, one takes, you know, one take, so good.
Yeah, Petra's like that. Yeah, those people, Petra Hayden. Amazing. Charlie Hayden's daughter. And I've worked with her. She's first take. So,
first
you know
take,
what?
Man, that's...
She ends up the first call, right?
it's good because it's fast, right?
Right. There's nothing like it. It's bitching. You know, it's like true, like born with it or some shit. Or they worked on it very hard. So what you're telling me, Brother Chris, is like you had the song in mind when you wrote it, or did you already have the song and say, I'm going to have Jackie come here and...
I wrote the song and I was singing it and we had a demo of it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just heard it reminded me of the Boss Beats a little bit, you know. I felt like the music was very Boss Beats inspired because they used to have these really psychedelic ska kind of feels, and so we played it a lot slower, and then we said, well, if we're going to cut it with Jackie, let's play it fast like the Boss Beats used to play it. And then we recut it real fast. George played it real fast on that one. And she came in, and we had the lyrics already. We practiced it actually at our rehearsal space a little bit with her.
Yeah.
And then we got into this a couple weeks later when it made sense for her, and she 20 minutes it was.
Is she
over.
Got a band nowadays?
Yeah. She's Jackie Mendez. She's just known as Jackie Mendez solo. Now. She went solo, and she works with a lot of like the older like ska guys like from the Steady 45s and like. She's involved with like Penrose crowd, like she works in the soul scene, you know.
Remember Real Big Fish OC band?
Yeah, I remember that band.
The drummer, cool people, right? Carlos was it? Well, two of his daughters are in that Linda Lindas.
Oh, Linda Lindas, that's a cool band.
Yeah, but two of his daughters and then Martin Wang. His daughter's one of the others. There's another lady, too, a young woman. Look, I want to play Right or Wrong, okay? From New Albums.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
Nintendo's main guidelines in creating the Star Trek film. Bill's crew had to make all of the show's wardrobe by hand as cheaply as possible.
Floating beyond the galaxies, beyond the pulsars, beyond the quasars, beyond the quaaludes, beyond the Motorolas. David Bowie's prong has been disentangled from the methane snogules of barbed wire X-Lax at the trash heap in the prognosis on the two towers on the old and the new on the tension beneath the organic beings which had seen their molecules become part of the earth. And from a God's eye view, I looked down upon the world, and I saw a blue globe against the void of black infinity, the void of black infinity, the void of black infinity, a blue globe pitted against the void of black infinity, black infinity, black infinity, black infinity. And through my God's eye view above the world, beyond the world, I saw beings rise up out of the world, made of molecules of the earth, assembled from the air and the waters and the ground of the earth, assembled in their mother's uteruses into organized structures known as human beings, which wandered around on the surface of the earth from whence they had come, and then at the end of their lives they again became part of the earth. And the earth was like a large Alka-Seltzer. And the human beings were but little carbonated bubbles fizzing off the Alka-Seltzer for a moment or so and then becoming part of the Alka-Seltzer again. And they lived and died in a brief instant against the vast darkness of infinity. And the human beings rose up and they fought amongst themselves even though they were made of the same molecules, and when they died they would begin become intermingled, their molecules become intermingled. It was as if the earth was rising up against itself to hate and war and torture and kill and cause agony, only to fall down and die and become part of the earth. And I saw a human being, and he fell and he died and he became part of the earth, and his molecules fell into the earth and became part of the earth and the birds and the trees and the clouds and the skies and the waters and flowed out. And some of these molecules of the earth and the air and the trees and the birds and the flowers and the clouds and the skies and the mountains became integrated into other molecules in future human beings who were assembled in their mother's uteruses, who were issued from their mother's uteruses out into the world to dance about on the surface of the world for a little while and to foment hatred against themselves as pieces of the earth. The earth foments hatred against itself in the form of petty humans who will die and whose molecules will be intermingled amongst themselves and amongst the earth and the mountains and the trees and the skies and the birds and the other human beings and the waters and the oceans for eternity. And a human life is but a mere carbonated bubble which appears for an instant against the eons and millennium of eternity. And these human beings strut around like pompous little jackasses, thinking that everything they do is cool and that their lives are somehow transcend everything around them, when they will be pummeled down to become mere molecules of the earth which surrounds them. And every time they urinate, they realize that they are merely a conduit for the water which they ingest, and which again becomes part of the earth which they had ingested but hours before. And they're constantly sloughing off molecules of their beings to begin become part of the world from whence they were generated. And they're only here for an instant, and then they fall down into the earth again. But no, they never think about these things. They have to go to the mall to get new clothes, or they got to get a good job, or they got to get a good promotion, or they got to acquire numbers in their bank accounts. Meanwhile, they're very rapidly going towards their deaths. Very, very rapidly. Every second that they live is gone forever. Very rapidly towards their death. Meantime, wasting it with meaningless activities, creating nothing of permanent value, as they will soon be mere disorganized chaotic molecules again. Mere disorganized chaotic molecules again. Mere disorganized chaotic molecules again. Nature, some organisms dominate other organisms with teeth and claws and talons and superior physical strength and crushing jaws with which they shred and devour their prey. And this is the law of nature, and this is the order of nature, that one organism must prey on another organism for its survival. But human beings are afraid of the natural order, but they have created their own order in the world, in which some human beings dominate other human beings with money and lies. Money and lies are how human beings dominate each other. Money and lies, lies and money, money and lies. Lies and money is how you desiccate and destroy and kill those beneath you. Money and lies. Lies and money. Money and lies. Lies and money. Climb to the top of the shit pile and destroy those beneath you with money and lies. Lies and money. Lies and money. parole. Parole. Parole.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off Bodegas and their new album. This tune's called Right or Wrong. Then Bad Reputation, them doing a version of Meat Puppets Up on the Sun, the song, but putting the French words in. And then John Truby after that with Money and Lies and Carbonated Bubbles. He's going to be on the Watch for Pedro show at the end of July, me and Brother Matt. We're going to try to have a real electric guitar for him. Brendan Etter Ensemble after that was Snowing. And finally, Never Need, Bodegas. Never Need, Brother Chris, Enlighten Us.
Never Need is probably the crux of the album. I think that's the single that I imagined it be, like the single of the record. It's just about really being in love with somebody that is conflicted and has a lot of problems. And it's just, it doesn't work out because they're so conflicted that they can't have a healthy relationship. I had that happen. There was a little bit, this girl beat me up and then she went to jail. And it was a domestic dispute situation. But yeah, that's what that song's about, actually. And it's all good now. Got away from her and stuff. But yeah, she gave me a couple, she gave me a shiner. And then that was a good excuse to write a song. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, a farmer would tell you, you want a good crop, use a lot of manure.
It's a good one.
I mean, it's kind of a, you know, shift to pull, but fuck it. If you get some art out of it, some expression. And yeah, you know, I worked for an old lawyer years ago during the double nickel dime. And man, I found out that the biggest branch of law is actually family law. It's bigger than probate, criminal, all that stuff.
Yeah, man, people die a lot in relationships.
You said domestic, right?
Yeah. She just punched me a couple times, but it wasn't like the worst situation. It was I immediately just got away from her after all the everything happened and the relationship was over. So it wasn't like I stuck around.
Yeah.
But you know, it was a really kind of a learning experience too, because I loved her so much, like. I was deeply in love with her and it was just, I was trying everything I could to make it work and it felt so right, but it was just all wrong. So, you know, getting away from that, it was a maturing experience.
Yeah. And right or wrong? Kind of up the same alley?
Yeah, it's similar. It's in the same vein. That's probably more, that happened during the quarantine of COVID. That song came from, I was with her, and we were alone a lot, but we were always just together. And I don't know if it felt like, I don't know, like it was like we would fight. And then I would say, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, kind of, I don't know what it is right or wrong. So you're together with someone for so long together alone. And we were in quarantine and it was just, we would fight. And then I wouldn't know where, if I was right or wrong. And then she would just leave. You know, and then she would come back in the middle of the night and it was just a on and off weird thing going on. It was towards the end, right?
Yeah. And so, yeah, maybe you purging some of these feelings through your art is kind of a healthy thing.
Yeah, it's really healthy. I think if I didn't write music, I'd be a pretty broken up person.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And your band cats, they're pretty cool to, you know, stick together with you like that with that. Like you were saying, sometimes the music informs the words, sometimes the words inform the music.
Yeah, usually what'll happen is it'll just be a feeling, right? I just try to find the best feeling with them. Once we get a good feeling, then I can kind of just translate emotionally about or a subject. Sometimes I'll just tell them, like, I want to make this song about this.
Yeah.
And they'll all kind of be, like, agreeing of it, or they'll have input, like, oh, yeah, it's all, you know. But it comes through us just having those feelings. We're really a feeling based band, I think you could say.
Sure.
We're not very like, we're going to do this and this and this and it needs to be. It's very just, how does everyone feel? And if it feels right, everyone kind of just really, it makes it really good, you know.
Now, you were saying that you made a demo for Jackie. Do you?
Yeah.
That was the whole band making a demo. Do you make demos for the band or?
Sometimes. Now that I've been recording a lot and learning how to record. what we'll do is it'll be me and George. We'll just be in headphones, and we'll make demos sometimes. In that scenario, me and George were in headphones, and we recorded it in my room.
Right, and then the other guys got an idea of what you want to get going. Okay.
Yeah, we send it to the group chat, and then everyone kind of vibes on it and listens to it and has feedback. And then when we practice, we just start playing it, and everyone jumps in. And these guys are good musicians, man. I mean, these guys
There's nothing like having people like that, ain't there?
Yeah, these guys are just, I can't say enough about how good.
Oh, shit, yeah. Can you imagine getting a studio with Nils Klein or something?
Oh, D-Boom? Man. I've been very lucky. Those guys, for sure. Look, a whole other thing, but.
We're gonna have to get on, because we're at the end of the second hour, so we'll continue this in hour three. But right now, April 28, 2023 edition. What Peter's special guest, Chris from Bodegas. Hold tight for hour three. April 28, 2023. It's the third hour. What from Pedro show. Pedro Show, picking up with Brother Chris. So sorry to have the scissor him, but yep, time. What's time for? To keep everything from happening at once. We start off third hour with Bodegas from their new album, Jungle Watches. Trippy title. Two different kinds of nouns. Damon Smith, Bob Moses duo. Rob Kalam, Bob Moses, incredible. Drummer man. Acid with Radiant Violet, Acid Mother's Radles, Sun Inside a Silent Sun. This is Acid Mother Temple jamming with the Radles out of Argentina. They just sent me some songs, so they usually never play with bass, so I'm going to open up the band into four piece. Let me try some bajo. And then Woman from Bodegas off the new album. Brother Chris, enlighten us.
Yeah, Jungle Watches is a cool song. It's just about that saying that if you stare into the void long enough, the void will stare back at you, kind of kind of like
Joe Conrad in Heart of Darkness.
And we moved to this house. It's like this big property where there's a bunch of orange groves, and I go out there sometimes and I just hang out there and have smoke, and it reminds me of a jungle, you know.
Yeah, so yeah. And woman. Well, it's more of the same.
Woman in the morning. Just, yeah. There's something about I think women are so intriguing from the male standpoint.
Yeah.
There's something about watching a woman in the morning get ready for her day. I think that's intriguing because guys are so much, men are so different in that way.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's a beautiful thing sometimes to see a woman's process in the morning and how much effort she puts in to getting, you know, ready for the day. I think men just go.
Just trying to get out the fucking hatch, right?
We're running out the door. We're just all sorts of mess, you know. And I love that about women, you know. I think it's special.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, they're aware that people are going to be, like, noticing.
Yeah, I think it's amazing how we're different we are in certain ways. You know?
I think we learned that shit early on from our mas.
Yeah,
the mas are taking care of us as kids. They're cooking for us. They're getting us ready to go outside.
Uh huh.
So somebody told me that's why Italian guys are pretty good at cooking themselves because the mas don't kick them out of the kitchen as boys.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. Look, tell me about this tune, Need You Here.
Need You Here.
Because this is the last song from the record. I did find that we're going to play one more tune. I found a live thing. You do, guys covered Black Sabbath.
Oh, yeah. We do Sweet Leaf.
Yeah, yeah. Like outside of some park or something.
Yeah. We did a Sabbath. We did an all Black Sabbath set for Halloween with two drums.
Oh, shit. This was just one tune that I got. I'd like to hear it. The other ones. Was it like the old stuff, like Master Reality, Paranoid stuff?
Yeah. Like we played Hand of Doom, and we played like we did like an Iron Man. We did a good amount. We did Changes. We did
Volume 4.
Yeah, Volume 4.
Like the piano song.
but we did a guitar kind of country a little bit.
Okay.
Country twanging.
Who wants to be a karaoke machine? You guys should, like, do your own version. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Like you did with Sweetly.
We did War Pigs. We had a good old time doing that. It's fun.
Okay, tell me about the last tune from the new album. It ain't actually the last tune, but it's the last one I'm playing today.
Yeah. That song I had for a long time. I had it probably, I think that was one of the first songs I had for the record. And it's just a slow one, you know. It's rare for us to play a really, really slow one.
Uh-huh.
So much. George struggled with the drums a little bit on it because he's just never really played slow. But
playing slow is tough. It's tough. Yeah. Why do you think people, when they get, quote, know how to play, unquote, they go into fusion because it's a billion. You know, my pop used to say, if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bullshit. So, like a few notes, you can't, there's no hiding, right? No mystery. You just got to, you got to be strong.
Yeah.
Glad that he took up the challenge instead of running away. That's great. Thank you, George.
Yeah, we worked through it. George got through it. And that song's just about feeling like someone's gone and, you know, you're so reliant on them emotionally.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you feel like you need them with you. And even though you probably don't.
Yeah.
That feeling can overtake you, you know?
Right. Emotions. Well, let's listen.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show. Last music for this edition. That chunk of music star off of Bodegas. Need You Here. Off the new album. Then we had the Bromley Symphony Orchestra featuring the Underwood Piano Harla Quintet with Cities in Memory and Isadora from Italia Calvino's Invisible Cities. Finally, what we were talking about, people. Black Sabbath song Sweet Leaf done by the Bodegas live at the Eclectic Roots Festival 2012, 11 years ago.
Yeah, we're
time
kids.
Fucking flies, huh? So you're going to cruise now. So you're going to play a bunch of gigs. You're going to tour for this album.
Yeah, we're going to just do two gigs in Santa Cruz this weekend. We got a residency at our house, our home studio place on that property I was telling you about.
Yep.
In the Orange Groves.
Yep.
It's every Saturday of May. Just email us if you want to come. We'll set you up with all the information. But it's going to be 8 bands every night. There's going to be
You got to put out the email address there, Brother Chris.
Yeah, bodegasaband@yahoo.com.
Okay, just, people, bodegas@yahoo.com.
Yeah, Bodegas the Band.
Oh, so Bodegas the Band. I'm sorry, T-H-E-B-A-N-D. Put that in there.
Yeah, and so, yeah, we're going to have 8 bands a night, and the skate shop's going to build a half pipe, and we're going to have vendors, and it's going to be a good time, man.
And when is this? When's this? Music.
It's every Saturday of May.
Every Saturday of May, people. We had a good time in Land Empire.
Yeah, it's going to be the best time, and we're really excited about that. And then in August, we're probably going to do a run tour up to Seattle. That's what we're working on right now, booking.
And if people want the album, where'd they go?
They could go to Bandcamp, our Bandcamp, or, you know, all streaming services. Yeah, come on. Bodega.
Now, you know there's a Brooklyn. Do you know there's a Brooklyn band called Bodega?
Yeah, I do know that. We've crossed paths. They're cool, though. Luckily, they haven't sent us a cease and desist. I think we had Bodegas first, though.
Well,
honestly.
I think they're singular and you guys are plural.
But that's okay. Yeah, I like that. We do live in the same space. It's a good band name, you know, so we're not mad about it. We support Bodega, too.
You know what? I found out. Get this. Just for fun, I was searching around.
2009.
Since I was searching around just for fun, and I found a band called Vega Bodega.
Oh, dang.
It's like the dick store, right?
Yeah.
So, what's the plan? Yeah. You know when you get, Brother Chris, you know you get an album done, and it's, wow, that took so much work. But then you're already thinking of the next one. Are you like that?
Yeah, we already have kind of two other ones we're working on right now. So we're
two albums.
We got one. We're trying to put another two out in the next year. That's the goal.
Two different ones. Like,
yeah,
completely
different.
Okay.
Yeah, completely different. Like the one we're working on right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be heavier, you know, a lot heavier stuff and louder and more guitars and just, you know, more fast.
Okay.
And then I think the other one's going to be a little more introspective, a little more psychedelic.
But see, this is the fucking thing that's happening when you got your own studio. You can do this.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, that's really fucking happening.
Yeah, man, it feels good. It feels good to be able to work like that at this point. It took us a long time.
I know. Look, same thing. Me and Second Man Pizza got the Casa Hanzo here going. When you got your own studio, you can just do, you know, you could try out more ways to let your freak flag fly.
Yeah, and then also we're just working with our other friends. They can come in, they can come hang out.
Ah, yeah, share the wealth.
Yeah, like our friends can record. Or sometimes, like I recorded my friend Berto, his album. I recorded and mixed it myself here, and that album's really cool.
Oh, great. Well, you should throw me some. I'll play on the show. But look, I want to make make an invite to you. When either both records or one of them, when it comes out, will you come back on the show? We can play it and talk about it.
Yeah, this is the third time we've been on the show, and you've been really supportive. We really appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, we'll come back. We'll come back for sure. It's always good to talk to you, man.
Okay, bitchin'. And you have a safe drive up there. Crews have some bitchin' ass gigs. And I can't wait to have you back on the show. Thanks so much. People, it's been the April 28, 2023 edition of Watch Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.